Practice 2. Now Polly is talking to her teacher, Mr. Clark, about his school life. You now have 40 seconds to study the questions below. Now listen to the conversation between Polly and Mr. Clark. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The conversation will be played 2 times. The conversation will begin now.
Good morning, Mr. Clark. What are you doing?
I'm looking at some old photos, Polly. Let me show you a photo of my old school.
Oh, Mr. Clark, look at that!
Yes, it looks like the school in the Harry Potter films. But there wasn't any magic in my school.
When did you take this photo?
When I was 10 years old. That was 40 years ago.
Wow!
Yes, although that was a long time ago, I can still remember some of my classmates. My best friend was called Tom. We were very different. I liked indoor activities, such as doing puzzles and reading books. Tom hated to be inside. He felt like a bird in a cage. He felt wonderful when he was out in the fields and hills. He enjoyed cycling and camping.
Question 1. Why did Polly say, "Look at that"? Question 2. How long ago did Mr. Clark study in that school? Question 3. Mr. Clark said Tom felt like a bird in a cage. What did he mean?
How about your teachers? Do you still remember them?
Yes. In those days, most of our teachers were very old. I remember my English teacher, Miss Hill. Her hair was as white as snow. She was very weak, so she was often sick. She was the nicest person I've ever met. She was as gentle as a lamb, and she cared about her students. She had a heart of gold.
Question 4. Which picture shows Miss Hill? Question 5. Mr. Clark said Miss Hill had a heart of gold. What did he mean?
Were there any male teachers?
Of course. My general studies teacher was an old man who was very tall and thin, like a flagpole.
Did you enjoy his lessons?
Yes, I did. He liked telling jokes, so his lessons were full of laughter and fun. Besides, we liked to share our problems with him because he knew a lot and he always gave us good advice.
You're a good teacher too, Mr. Clark. Although we don't speak English well, you never laugh at us and you don't mind saying things again and again. That's why I'm brave enough to talk to you in English.
That's good, Polly.
Question 6. Which of the following was not true about the general studies teacher? Question 7. Mr. Clark's general studies teacher was... Question 8. Polly thinks Mr. Clark is...
Listen to the conversation again and check your answers.
Good morning, Mr. Clark. What are you doing?
I'm looking at some old photos, Polly. Let me show you a photo of my old school.
Oh, Mr. Clark, look at that!
Yes, it looks like the school in the Harry Potter films. But there wasn't any magic in my school.
When did you take this photo?
When I was 10 years old. That was 40 years ago.
Wow!
Yes, although that was a long time ago, I can still remember some of my classmates. My best friend was called Tom. We were very different. I liked indoor activities, such as doing puzzles and reading books. Tom hated to be inside. He felt like a bird in a cage. He felt wonderful when he was out in the fields and hills. He enjoyed cycling and camping.
How about your teachers? Do you still remember them?
Yes. In those days, most of our teachers were very old. I remember my English teacher, Miss Hill. Her hair was as white as snow. She was very weak, so she was often sick. She was the nicest person I've ever met. She was as gentle as a lamb, and she cared about her students. She had a heart of gold.
Were there any male teachers?
Of course. My general studies teacher was an old man who was very tall and thin, like a flagpole.
Did you enjoy his lessons?
Yes, I did. He liked telling jokes, so his lessons were full of laughter and fun. Besides, we liked to share our problems with him because he knew a lot and he always gave us good advice.
You're a good teacher too, Mr. Clark. Although we don't speak English well, you never laugh at us and you don't mind saying things again and again. That's why I'm brave enough to talk to you in English.
That's good, Polly. This is the end of practice 2.